In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, the lawyer asks Jesus, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus says to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In response to that question, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. A man is robbed and left to die on the side of the road. A priest who serves in the temple of Jerusalem comes along and sees the man. He scoots over to the other side of the road and keeps going. After that, a Levite, who also serves in the temple of Jerusalem, comes along. He takes one look at that man, and he too passes by on the other side of the road. Like the priest before him, he leaves the hurting man in the ditch. But then, a Samaritan comes along. A man who is nobody to the Jews. He's a foreigner. He's a half-breed. He's an idolater. Maybe not even a legitimate person, according to the Jews, anyway. But this Samaritan, he stops. He helps the man by the side of the road. He bandages up his injuries and wounds. He sets him up at a motel. He makes arrangements for his care. And he promises to pay for any more expenses when he comes that way again. Which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? Jesus asks the lawyer. "He who showed mercy on him," he says. And Jesus says, "Go and do likewise." So, who is your neighbor? Jesus makes it very clear in this story today. Your neighbor is anyone in your presence who needs your help. Maybe they live close to you. Maybe they live far away. Maybe you don't know them very well. Maybe you know them as well as anybody else in your life. Maybe they look and sound and worship and live just like you. Maybe they couldn't be more different than you. None of that matters. If they're close enough for you to see, if they're close enough for you to hear, if they're close enough for you to touch, then they are close enough for you to help, and they are your neighbor. You are called to be a good neighbor by loving your neighbors. Now, you don't have to love them in an emotional way like you love your family and friends. You may have no feelings whatsoever for some of your neighbors. But you are called to love your neighbors in an active way. Love for your neighbor is love that does stuff. Neighborly love stops and helps when you see someone in the hallway who needs your help. Neighborly love stops and listens when someone comes up to you and really needs to talk. Neighborly love goes to visit when someone calls and you can just tell they are lonely and they need some company. Neighborly love does for others what that Samaritan in the story did for the man who had been robbed. Neighborly love does what it can to help with whatever resources you have at hand. So how do you treat your neighbors? Do you help when you can? Do you pray for those in need? Do you visit the lonely? Do you comfort the grieving? Do you feed the hungry? Do you accompany the lonely? Do you even recognize your neighbors in your midst? Excuse me? Are you more like that priest and Levite in Jesus' story? Or are you more like the Good Samaritan? What kind of neighbor are you? Today, Jesus teaches us the same thing he taught that lawyer in the gospel who put him to the test. Your neighbor is anyone in your presence who needs your help. So repent of not helping when you could. Repent of closing your eyes and your heart to the needs of the neighbors in your midst. Repent. Confess that sin to Jesus, and he will forgive you. And when Jesus forgives you, his grace empowers you to do everything you need to do to be a good neighbor. Do it, and you will live, he says. Jesus' story about the Good Samaritan is really the perfect story for us here at Good Shepherd. We've got tons of neighbors. You don't have to go very far at all to find a neighbor. You can go one door down. And if you do go a little further, there's a new neighbor at every door and down every hall. And there are countless folks right here who stand in need. Look around. Every person here today can use your help in some way. And here's the best thing of all. We have all been blessed with great